Email latedebate@rte.ie.
Right, hello again. We're still here in studio with us, our Sean Kyne, Fine Gael, Seanad spokesperson on public expenditure and the National Development Plan, Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central, and the party spokesperson on justice, Paul Donnelly, Sinn Féin TD for Dublin West, and Louise Byrne, political correspondent with the Irish Daily Mirror. Well, I suppose on internal party matters, Gary Gannon, your deputy party leader, Cian O'Callaghan, was out today saying that Owen Hayes, the former Social Democrats TD for Dublin Bay South, now sitting as an independent, is indefinitely suspended from the party. What's the difference between that and an expulsion, effectively?
I mean, I think that's the very, the difference is, for me, he's not expelled. I mean, he was suspended indefinitely at the time of the incident that happened just before Christmas. There was a period where we asked the National Executive to do a review. They've now carried out that review, from my understanding. I haven't yet seen it. It hasn't been brought to the parliamentary party meeting. And at this point, it's still exactly where things were. But, I mean, there's still time and there will be some consideration of that. But it'll be done in a time when we've all had a chance to step back, to reflect, to take the intensity out of the situation and then actually make a decision in our own terms. And all I suppose that's, for me, is what's really important here.
Okay. And is there, I mean, within the structures and rules of the party, any way back for somebody who's been indefinitely suspended?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that capacity is absolutely there. So, I mean, for me, this is, look, I'm somebody who can be at times very impulsive. When I want to make a decision of this importance and this magnitude, I think it's actually really important to have a time to reflect. I would like, and I haven't been given, I'm not a member of the National Executive. I haven't been given access to that review. It was the parliamentary party that took a decision to suspend Owen following the incident that happened on the plinth. Well, I do think when that we're coming to a decision as to what happens next, I would like to have a little bit of time to see exactly what led up to that situation, and also take a decision that's not done in terms of the intensity of the glare, because there's genuine real life consequences. There are people's like lived experience, livelihoods, who are all kind of going to be factored into this, and I don't want to be forced into a decision.
There has been the suggestion floated that this indefinite suspension is being left to run almost indefinitely, so that to put pressure on Owen Hayes to effectively hand in his resignation. No, what's your response to that?
No, that's absolutely not the case. That wouldn't be fair. It's certainly not how I would approach things. It's absolutely not how Cian O'Callaghan, who I know a long time, would approach things. For this all, like, I appreciate when this happened, it was something that caught all of us by surprise. I mean, I will still have nightmares about that day and the plinth for many years to come. But when the decision is being made as to what happens next, it's one that's going to be done in a calm environment where we've had a little bit of space, where you understand all the facts. And look, well, this is not something we'll shy away from. Cian O'Callaghan went out into the plinth today. He answered all the questions that were presented from journalists, though some of the answers may not seem satisfactory given the time that was there, but that's what we have at the moment. We're being, like, for us, we are not shying away from this. I'll be on that plinth again next Tuesday.
Okay.
Can't wait.
Me too.
Okay.